The Blockbusters by Frank Cottrell Boyce, read by James Bibby. From the Hollywood Reporter.
Breaking news! Scandal at the Oscars. Amazing scenes at tonight's Oscars ceremony at the Dolby Theatre, Hollywood. The award for Best Supporting Actress went to child sensation Beatrice Bonnie. The audience of celebrities and movie makers cheered when Bonnie, known as BB to her fans, was announced as the winner for her role in the controversial smash hit Planet of the Unicorns. However, the child who went up to collect the award was not the real BB, but an imposter, a boy from the UK. He is currently being questioned.
Scene 1.
We are famous.
Okay, we're famous for all the wrong reasons. Possible impersonation of the world's number one child star, travelling on a plane without a passport, theft of a wig. But as Mum likes to say, we're not perfect. If we were, we'd have wings, and then how would we get our coats on? How famous are we? They're going to make a film about us. That's how famous. I'm not messing. They are going to make an actual film all about how we bunked off school and onto a private jet and into the actual Oscars ceremony in actual Hollywood with 20 million people worldwide watching on TV. Imagine the trailer. Fella with a deep voice going,
"Two brothers. One epic quest. They braved the great unknown. They fought a monster with tentacles. They survived car chases. They crossed oceans. All this to find each other."
All those things really happen to us, by the way. Even the monster. The film will probably start with the car chase. But this isn't the film. This is me telling you the real story of what happened to us. Scene 2. The real story started at the 81 bus stop in Prescott. Ms. Greenwood was taking us to see the new special Shakespeare Theatre. She was completely buzzing off this trip. "To think," she said, "we have travelled back in time on the 81.
"It doesn't look very back in time," said one of the girls.
"It's all concrete and glass. Looks like Birkenhead Leisure Centre."
It was Mabel who said that. I call her Blunt Mabel. She tells the truth no matter what.
"Everyone else is always telling lies," she says. "So I'm only going to tell the truth all the time."
One of the boys said,
"This place is amazing. It looks just like the Jedi Temple on Coruscant in Star Wars."
That's Arvin. The reason that the building reminds him of Star Wars is that nearly everything reminds him of Star Wars or Avengers. Or anything Marvel. Or Batman. Not kidding, sometimes he must be streaming his favourites in his head because when you ask him something, he kind of buffers before answering. Nickname, Arvin Popcorn. Quiz is wearing a big white coat. Much too big for her. She looks like a big walking marshmallow. She says,
"Does Shakespeare live here then? Are we going to meet him? Are we going in?"
You can probably see why I call her Quiz. Quiz, Arvin, Mabel and me. We're the Greenwood group. It's a nurture group. Miss Greenwood looks out for us. The answer to all Quiz's questions, by the way, is no. No to the first two, because, spoiler, Shakespeare is dead. No to the third, because there was a line of crash barriers across the entrance to the theatre. The sign said, "Closed. No entry." And in case you missed the sign and the barrier, a woman in plenty of weatherproof clothing carrying a walkie-talkie was standing at the barrier saying, "Closed." It was definitely closed. But definitely closed is not closed enough to stop Miss Greenwood.
"Why is it closed?"
"Special event," said walkie-talkie woman.
"We are a special event," smiled Miss Greenwood. "This trip was certainly a very special event for us. We are the star of the C Primary School Greenwood Group. These children are very excited. They've been researching Shakespeare all term. Do I speak